KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. And stay tuned. Coming up next is The Wave Project.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. For the next 60 minutes, you'll be hearing The Wave Project, KFAI's weekly community access hour. If you'd like to produce your own one-hour radio program, information on applying can be found at kfai.org/waveproject. The views expressed on this program are those of the persons expressing them and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Fresh Air's Incorporated Board of Directors, volunteers, or staff.
Welcome to KFAI's Wave Project. This is radio for the people and by the people. My name is Scott Harris, and today we are going to be traveling through Tanzania, taking a safari with our host, Sunday Malel. Today we will be embarking on a safari through the Serengeti Plain. We'll be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, laying on the pristine white sand beaches of Zanzibar, all provided by Great Pelican Safari. So grab an extra cup of coffee and join us as we travel through this amazing landscape called Tanzania. Our plane is making its final approach to the airport. And if you would like to call in and briefly share a safari experience, please call the studio line at 612-341-0980. Please keep it brief and let us know what the highlight of your experience was. We'd be glad to hear from you, and so please call in if you've been to East Africa and taken a safari. All right, I'm walking through the terminal at Kilimanjaro International Airport. I smell the savanna. I see all kinds of people, young people carrying backpacks fresh off Kilimanjaro, people in shorts and flip-flops just returning from the beaches of Zanzibar, others dressed in khaki clothing and binoculars around their neck, fresh off the Serengeti. I'm looking for my tour guide. His name is Sunday Malel. He owns a tour company called Great Pelican Safari. He is based in St. Paul, Minnesota, and has gone on ahead of me and will meet me here. He will be holding a white placard with my name on it. There is an ocean of people waiting for people arriving. Hey, there he is. Hello, Sunday.
Hi, Scott. Karibu sana. Welcome to Tanzania. How was your flight?
Oh, it was long, but I'm excited to be here. And this airport really sits under Kilimanjaro.
Yes, indeed. On the clear day, the whole mountain watches you step off the plane like a quiet giant. Today is a little shy behind the clouds, but don't worry. She always reveals herself eventually.
I can't wait to see it and to climb it.
Oh, we will get you to the summit step by step. But first, let's collect your bags. Follow me. Immigration was easy.
Yes, it was. Very smooth. Everyone was friendly.
Oh, Tanzania, we are like that. We always say hakuna matata. Just because of movies, it is a real philosophy, means no worries.
Oh, it's great to be out of the terminal. The air feels so different out here.
Oh, you are breathing the East African air now, a mix of savanna, volcanic soil, a little dust from the Great Rift Valley. Even the wind here is ancient.
And those acacia trees, they're exactly what I pictured.
Wait until you see one in a Serengeti. Some of them have silhouettes that look like they come straight from the painting.
Oh, yes. Well, let's get in the Jeep here and drive to Arusha to my hotel.
All right. Oh, tell me... Sunday,
tell me about Tanzania, its history, its people, and why you love it.
Tanzania was getting independence in 1961 from the England, previously under a German occupation. It has many cultures, Indians, Muslims, North African, Europeans, and it has 120 indigenous tribes.
And tell me about yourself, how you came to be interested in nature, animals, and what led you to become a safari guide and start Great Pelican Safari.
I was born in the northern side of Tanzania in Arusha. And since when I was young, I was interested in learning about wildlife. Since when I was young, I used to go to the zoos with my grandpa. And I go to one of the best colleges called College of African Wildlife Management and studied wildlife tourism. So it's my passion to do conservation. And the Great Pelican Safari was started in 2012, but okay. Registered in 2015.
Oh, excellent, yeah. Excellent. And how long have you been a safari guide?
I've been in a safari guide for almost like 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Hey, how far is this hotel from the airport?
Oh, it's almost like a 45 minutes drive from Kilimanjaro to Arusha.
Oh, very good. Tell me about the hotel. Is it modern or is it kind of rustic?
Oh, the hotel is modern hotels with all America, like American hotel with everything inside. But you will taste something different, our African cuisine. Ah. The food is amazing, African food.
Okay, so there's a restaurant at the hotel.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Oh, here we are at the hotel.
Oh, the city safari capital of the world. Arusha is the city safari capital of the world. From here, people travel to Serengeti, Tarangire, Lake Manyara National Park, everything beginning in Arusha.
Oh, I like the atmosphere, and I love the sound of all the birds.
Tomorrow, Scott, you'll hear even more. Arusha National Park is full of calabash monkeys and flamingos. Rest well tonight. Adventure beginning in the morning.
Oh, what time are you picking me up?
It will be around 6:30. We want to get early, jump, because the animals are more active in the middle of the day. During midday, they relax and nap in the warmth of the sun.
Oh, wonderful. Well, here we are at Arusha National Park.
Oh, welcome to Arusha National Park. It has three major areas: Mount Meru Slopes, the Momela Lakes, and the Ngurudoto Crater.
Oh, another crater. That's great. Is that a colobus monkey? Black and white and long fur? The pictures don't do them justice. What a beautiful animal.
They move gracefully, like as dancers. The tails look like a brush strokes. You'll also see them blue monkeys. Don't be fooled by the name blue. They are not actually blue.
Ah, and those flamingos, so many.
Yes, the Momela Lakes has different mineral level, so each flamingo has its own color and like a shallow alkaline water. If you listen carefully, you can hear them feeding. They sound like a long mower because they are filter feeders.
Oh, yes. Here we are at Serengeti National Park. At the entrance.
Yes, Scott, as we cross the gate, welcome to Serengeti National Park. One of the seven natural wonders of the world.
Oh, it feels endless.
Yeah, Serengeti names come from the Maasai word means Siringit, means an endless plains. The horizon is so far, you almost feel the earth curve.
It looks like just a sea of grass. Oh, my. Look, zebras.
Oh, and the wildebeest. These two species are best friends. Zebra have good eyesight. Wildebeest have strong sense of smell. Together, they survive better. The great migration passed through here. Millions moving like a living river.
Yes, look at all of those wildebeest. They are jumping off the riverbank into the water, thousands of them. It's a steady stream for what looks like miles. Are they migrating?
Yes, that is a great migration. That's the only great migration we have in the world.
Wow.
2.5 million wildebeest migrate from South and Central Tanzania, Southern Kenya to Maasai Mara.
Wow. Wow. It is just endless. And are there alligators in those rivers?
Yeah, they are alligator, crocodiles.
Crocodiles.
They are waiting for them to pass and catch them from the river.
And do they catch a few?
They catch a lot of them.
How about the wildebeest? Do they, like, break legs jumping off the...
Yes, most of the time because they jump on top of another because they have so many crossing at once. And they cross close to each other for protection.
And how about the babies? Do they ever drown?
Yeah, most of the time they keep the baby at the center so they can protect them from the predators.
Okay.
Most of the baby, they become successful crossing the river.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Say, I love this Jeep. It has a pop-up roof so I can stand up and see everything and take great photographs. Also, I can get a cold drink out of the refrigerator. You have a refrigerator in this truck. It's amazing. And a charging cable for my phone and camera. And You absolutely thought of everything. There's binoculars in here. So thank you. This Jeep is wonderful. Let's take a lunch. What is this huge rock formation?
Oh, that's a kopje. That's a kopje. The rock was formed due to volcanic activities. It exposed up to the surface, and that's a good home for the lions.
Wow.
This is an Iceland and ancient granite. Lions love to sit on top of the good view, like the royal throne. Have you ever watched a movie called The Lion King?
Yes, I saw that.
Did you see a lion on top of the rock?
That is exactly
happening in Serengeti.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, speaking of lions, there's one.
Yeah, lion is look how they watch the zebra. She's calculating. Lions here are the patient hunter. They can wait hours for the perfect moment.
Is a zebra faster than a lion?
Lions are faster than zebras. But zebras have a good mechanism of defense. They have a powerful kick. So lions has to watch out.
Ah. Yeah. So does the lion or the zebra ever hurt the lion?
Yes, most of the time. They break them if he's not careful.
Wow.
So when you're hunting, when they are hunting, lion used to be very careful not to move behind the zebra. Zebras have a powerful kick like a horse.
So they have to kind of get them from the front?
From the front, from the neck.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, do lions hunt like in the pride? Or is
they
it just
hunt
one-on-one?
In a pride. Two female lions can hunt one zebra.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're usually looking for one that's kind of wounded or young or old or...
Sometimes they are looking for the healthier one because always lions like to choose something good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, this is beyond anything I imagined.
Oh, yeah. Serengeti does all that. Every corner has a history. Cheetah sprinting, giraffe chewing like philosophers, elephant teaching their babies how to use their trunks.
Are those hyenas?
Yes, but forget the story. They are excellent hunters, not just scavengers. Their social structure is matriarch. The ladies run for the clan.
And I noticed vultures circling.
They are cleanup. Vultures, they are very good cleanup. Crew of the plane. Without them, the ecosystem will collapse. Everything here is connected.
Wow. Well, we're entering the Gorongoro Conservation Area.
Oh, now we are driving into the crater rim. At the top of the temperature drops and the forest become thicker. This is UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Wow, and that's the crater there.
Yes, the world's largest intact volcanic caldera. Imagine the volcanic bigger than the Kilimanjaro collapsing inward. Now it is a sanctuary for wildlife. Gorongoro Crater is the only place in the world where human beings live together with wild animals, and they don't interrupt each other. They live in harmony and in peaceful. Yeah.
So the lions actually live with human beings in this
yes,
crater.
The Maasai and the wildlife.
Wow. How many miles across is this crater?
Oh, the crater is 20 miles to 19 miles.
Wow. Yeah. That is amazing. It's so huge.
Yeah, it's very big.
Wow. Hey, look, there's a bunch of small houses over there.
Yeah, those are the Maasai village.
Wow, can we meet them?
Yes, let's go there.
Yeah. programming on KFAI is supported in part by MinSure, offering Minnesotans the opportunity to find discounts, compare private health plans, and see if they qualify for no-cost or low-cost insurance. Expert advice is also available. The enrollment deadline is December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Information and enrollment are online at mnsure.org. MinSure, Minnesota's home for health insurance.
Oh, look, Sunday, they're coming out to greet us.
Oh, they're inviting us to eat meat and drink milk. This is their main food, source of food.
Oh, and they're dressed so eloquently in all those red gowns and the jewels and everything is just amazing. Tell me about the Maasai people.
Oh, the Maasai people, the indigenous people, they are founded in the eastern part of Africa, Kenya and Tanzania. They are nomadic pastoralists. They are moving with cattle from one place to another.
They're always looking for better grass?
They are always looking for green pasture for feeding their cows.
So these mud huts, do they just leave them then?
Yeah, Maasai, they don't live in one place. After when they see this place is dry, they move to another place with a green pasture.
Okay.
Yes.
And, okay. Well, wow, this is incredible. Let's descend into the crater. I see elephants down there.
Oh, those are old bull elephants. Ngorongoro is famous for them. Their tusks can reach impressive lengths because there are fewer predators here.
Wow. That is amazing. And is that a rhino?
Yes, one of the rare black rhino. Very shy creature. If you get clear photo, you will be luckier than most.
Wow. Are they endangered?
Yeah, right now they're endangered. They have been poached for a long time, and now they're almost to get extinct. So we are working, the park management and the government is working hard to protect them from being vanished out of the national park.
And how are these conservationists doing to stop the poaching?
We are doing to stop poaching by doing the community conservation. Community conservation is around the buffer zone between the park and the people living close to the park by teaching them importance of conservation, not to kill them, to protect them, and they will bring foreign income to the country because we get a lot of tourists coming see the rhino.
Yes. And what are they doing to protect the rhino itself?
Oh, they are these days, because of technology, it helps to make it easier. They are putting the radio transmitter in their horns so they can track them wherever they move.
So if a poacher cuts the horn off, they can still follow the poacher?
They can still follow.
Okay.
They can still follow. And because most poachers, they don't know about that technology. So they run with a horn, we get them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And So what is the penalty if someone's caught poaching?
For poaching, especially if you kill a rhino or kill an elephant, for the government, they put like life imprisonment.
Wow, that's pretty amazing that it's taken that seriously in Tanzania. That's great. What can we do as tourists and tourism to help stop poaching?
We need to tell people about the importance of rhino, and we need to stop the business of buying the rhino horns.
And how do we do that with these communities in the buffer zones?
The communities, we support them, provided them with good water well, good medical, like hospitals, and transport. If they have all that, because they are poaching, because people tell them if they get the horn, they'll get enough money, which can sustain their family. Okay. So by supporting them, it means that they will not get into the park and start killing, because they start getting good social stuff to support their life.
So Great Pelican Safari is helping support communities around the parks by sending girls to school and that kind of thing?
Yes, we do that. We do that supporting the community.
Oh, that...
So some of the income from the tourists we get, we support community. We support especially young girls who needs to get school uniform, books, pencils. So we do that.
Great. It's wonderful to know that my tourism dollar is actually going to helping those who are less fortunate. What other animals are endangered?
Other animals which are endangered, they are cheetahs and wild dogs.
Wild dogs.
Yeah.
Why are wild dogs, endangered?
The wild dogs, they are endangered because the wild dogs, they are hunting in packs. And when they are hunting in packs, sometimes they go out of the packs and attack people, attack goats. So some people, they throw the poison on those carcasses and kill them.
Okay.
Yeah, so we teach people, like, when we see them, the wild dogs, we better call the park management to come and return them to the park instead of killing them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why are the cheetahs endangered?
Cheetah endangered because of the global warming.
Okay.
And cheetahs, the survival rate for their cubs is very low because they born 5, but few of them survive because the parental care for the cheetah is very poor. You can find a mother with babies, but there is no father, so mother has to go and hunt and leave the baby in a den. A den is like a hole under the ground which protect the babies. So sometimes when the mama is going to hunt, hyena, leopards, and lion kill the babies. So if there are 5, chances of survival is very little.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I thought I heard something about, like, the vultures are endangered as well.
Yeah, vultures also, they're endangered because people, vultures always, they are soaring on the sky looking for food down. So most of the poachers, when they hunt, they leave the carcass. Vultures are always looking for carcasses to eat. So they, when they are up, the park management can look for the vulture as a sign of something is down. So they kill them because they are alerting the park management there is something down.
And so they might be a GPS system
GPS system.
Letting them know.
Yeah, vulture, they are GPS system for the park management.
Yes. And all right, well, let's take a lunch here by this hippo pool. I can hear them grunting.
Oh, yeah, hippo are like giant watermelon with attitude. But don't underestimate them. They are powerful. They stay submerged during the day and protect their skin from the sun.
I can't believe how much variety is inside one crater.
That's why Ngorongoro is called the Garden of Eden. Every time it brings guests here, I see something new.
Well, Sunday, I'm getting a little tired. Are we going to make our way toward this tent? And obviously, we're going to have to cook over an open fire out here. I guess I'm picturing like I'm going to have a hot dog, and if I was back in Minnesota, I'd have s'mores, roasted marshmallows with chocolate in between graham crackers. Is that what dinner is going to be like?
Dinner is different here because most of the time we like to prioritize African food. But we have also European food, American food. But most of the time I can advise you try something new from your home.
No, I want to try Tanzanian food.
Oh, Tanzanian food, we have ugali and beef.
Okay.
Roasted beef is very, very good.
Okay. And these tents, are they like a canvas tent that I...
Oh, the tents, they are canvas camp tented, but they are permanent tents, luxury permanent tent in a platform. Oh. So when you sleep at night, you will hear a lot of noise outside. This is different to Minnesota. You hear a lot of cars outside, but at night you can hear the noise of hyena making a noise like, ooh, at night.
Okay.
Yeah.
And... I mean, obviously, is like if I need to use the bathroom, do I have to go out in? And I'm kind of nervous about doing.
Oh, these are luxury tents. Everything is inside, like your house in Minnesota or somewhere in a big hotel. So everything is inside.
So there's a bathroom inside.
Bathroom, everything is inside.
Wow. And then at the tent, when we eat dinner, do we eat outside or is there a tent for eating food or?
Yeah, we have a place, it's called a mess. It's hosting like 20 to 100 people. So you sit with others, so you can also meet and socialize with other travelers around the world, sharing your stories,
eat together.
Yeah.
So Germans and
Indians. German, Britain, and, France.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. And it sounds wonderful. I can't wait to get there and chow down on some good Tanzanian food.
Yeah, exactly. You are welcome. How did you sleep last night, Scott?
Oh, I slept very well while I slept, but I woke up at about 2 a.m., and what I did Sunday was I stepped out of my tent, and I could not believe the sky. Sunday, I have never, never seen so many stars. I saw shooting stars, satellites, but the Milky Way. I was able to see the Milky Way like I've never been able to see. It's so dark out here. There are no ambient lights, and it's just amazing. I must have sat out there for almost an hour just staring at the sky. It was absolutely something I will never, ever forget. It was amazing. Are we on our way to climbing Mount Kilimanjaro today?
Oh, yeah, Scott. Welcome to the beginning of Mount Kilimanjaro. We take the Machame route, beautiful forest, open vista, and the roof of Africa. Kilimanjaro is the roof of Africa. It's the highest point of Africa. That's why we say the roof of Africa is the tallest mountain in Africa right now.
So it's about 5,000 meters?
5,895 meters, almost like that.
So about almost as tall as Everest, really. I mean, it's about 17,000 feet.
Yeah, but the funny thing, Kilimanjaro is a freestanding mountain we have in the world. Everest is comprised of so many ranges, but Kilimanjaro is by itself.
Wow.
That's what we call freestanding mountain.
Wow. And how many days is it going to take us to get to the summit?
It's going to take 5 days. For short people who take short trip, is 5 days.
Okay.
But long days is 80 days, depending on how you like. But we have several routes. Machame route, Marangu route, Lemosho route. So some of the routes, they are long. Some of the routes, they are short.
Do I need to, like, climb with ropes and get training and all that?
No, Kilimanjaro, as they say, is a freestanding mountain. Every person who is healthier starts from 18 to 85. The last person to climb the mountain was 96 years old, and he reached the summit. So you can make to the summit. That's why before you climb Mount Kilimanjaro, you start doing your exercise from your home before you plan to start hiking.
Okay, wow. This is amazing. Wow, this forest down at the bottom here is really alive with sound. I mean, I can hear monkeys and turacos and sometimes the colobus monkey. See the see that moss? It hangs like old curtains. This forest receives a lot of moisture from passing clouds, I'm sure.
Oh, you have left the rainforest and enter the Mulan zone. Giant scenario plants grow here. They look like something prehistoric times. So Mount Kilimanjaro has like four zonation. Start from the forest to the top, which is like open desert. So when you're hiking, you'll pass four zonation.
Yeah. So like there's a forest at the bottom, and then you come to this plateau area, and then And it's actually a snow-covered mountain.
Yeah, it's a snow-covered mountain. But the funny thing is, that is a snow-covered mountain in a tropic area country, you know?
Yes.
Like, too much sun, but we still have the snow. So if you experience the snow in Minnesota, you can experience the same snow at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, at the summit.
Okay. Wow. Do I have to carry like this huge, huge backpack and with all this clothing and food? And I mean, 8 days is a long time to be gone. What do I do about all
of that? Oh, yeah. When you hike Mount Kilimanjaro, you'll have a group of porters who will help you to carry your bags. You'll have a team of cookers. You'll have a team of guides. So you'll have to carry your light bag at your back with like something like medical or something to chew on your way, or you have books you want to read, or you have a music. The rest of the stuff will be taken care by the porters.
Can I bring a bottle of champagne when I get
yes,
to the top?
Yes, at the summit of the mountain, you are allowed. When you reach to the summit, you make the champagne.
Yes.
You are the top of the African roof of Africa, Mount Kilimanjaro.
All right. Well, that sounds great. What about this wall? This wall looks intimidating that we're climbing up.
Oh, that is a staircase built like by a giant. But don't worry, we climb slowly. You will feel proud when you stand on the top.
Yes.
We call it sometimes kissing stone.
Ah, why do you call it a kissing
stone? It's a kissing stone because when you are climbing, your face needs to face the rock.
Ah.
Yeah.
And you get really close to it.
Yeah, when you look down, it's very far, and then you have to kiss the stone to reach to the top.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. I love it.
Scott, drink some tea. It's a midnight. We begin the final ascent.
Oh, my goodness. You're waking me up at midnight, and I got to go out and climb in the middle of the night?
Yeah, everyone here, but you are strong. I can see you are strong, and I'm with you always. We climb step by step. The glacier will glow in the moonlight.
Oh, my God. Okay, I see the sign. I see the sign. We made it.
Congratulations, Scott. You stand at the Uru Peak, 5,895 meters, the highest point of Africa, the Kilimanjaro.
Oh, wow. This is unreal. The crater, the glaciers, the sunrise. We're here at sunrise. I hiked through the middle of the night, and I made it all the way up through the middle of the night. I wish everyone could take this in.
Kilimanjaro has the way of changing people. When you climb down, you will carry something new inside you.
I believe it. This is amazing. It is spectacular. This view, I can see 360 degrees all the way around me. Well, let's make our way. I think our next destination is Zanzibar. Let's travel to Zanzibar. When we traveled to Zanzibar from Kilimanjaro, how far is that?
Oh, from Kilimanjaro, we fly by plane from Kilimanjaro Airport.
Yeah.
And it's going to take like 1.5 hours to Zanzibar.
Zanzibar is off the east coast.
Yeah, it's the east coast of Eastern Africa. It's one of the best beach for people to visit in the world for vacation. Okay. Karibu Zanzibar, Scott. Welcome to Zanzibar.
Ah, wonderful.
We call the Spice Island. Can you see the Stone Town, Naro Valley, Kafdi, wooden doors, and the smell of cloths everywhere? It's the Spice Island.
Yes, these wooden doors are just spectacular. There's all the carving and the cloves, I can smell them everywhere. I feel like I'm stepping back in time. Feels like the 1600s.
Yeah, Zanzibar is made up with so many cultures around the world since like 14th century. We have the Persian culture, Indian, and Swahili influences all meet here. This is our major trading port. We will visit Old Fort and the Warehouse of Wonders.
Wonderful. I can smell the cinnamon and the cloves. It's just incredible.
Oh, and here, test the fresh ginger. Zanzibar spices were more once valuable than gold. Cloves, trees changed the economy of the entire region.
Oh, wonderful. And is this lemongrass?
Yes. You can make tea with it. The farmers here know hundreds of uses of every plant.
Wow. And the water is it's like a turquoise blue. It's unbelievably blue.
Yes, this is a northern beach and one of the most beautiful on the earth. The Indian Ocean is warm year around and is quiet. The water is cool.
Ah. So let's get into this boat and we're going to go out into the ocean, I heard.
Yeah, you are welcome, Scott. We are taking the boat to the ocean and we're going to start having another tour, enjoying something different.
Ah.
Yeah.
What are we going to see out in the ocean?
We're going to see the dolphin, The dolphin, that is the one of the amazing trip when you do the trip with the boat. You can see the dolphin jumping close to you escorting you to the water, to your trip.
Oh, wow. This is amazing. There they are, right there, jumping alongside the boat. This is amazing. I see fishermen pushing boats also into the water.
Oh, I was looking at see they are called those. They are sailed. These boats are thousands of years. In the evening, you will see the sunset turn the whole sky gold. Those boats have been used by the Arabs when they are coming to Eastern Africa.
Ah,
hundreds of years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is amazing. And this whole trip has been really amazing.
Tanzania is a land of stories, mountains, plains, Spice Island. I'm glad you walked through some of the stories with me.
Yes, thank you for everything. I'll never forget this trip.
And you will always welcome back to Tanzania. In Swahili, we say karibu tena. Tanzania doesn't say goodbye.
Well, I will definitely be back Sunday. This has been an amazingly beautiful adventure. I have seen animals and birds I have never seen before, eaten delicious food, been entertained by a Maasai community, hiked to the highest peak of Africa, and experienced the beautiful island of Zanzibar. This has been truly unforgettable. If I want to learn more about taking a safari, how do I do that?
Oh, if you want to learn and book the trip to Tanzania or know anything about it, the trip to Tanzania, know about Zanzibar, know about Serengeti, and know about Kilimanjaro, go to our website, www.greatpelican-safari.com. You will learn everything you need to know to make your safari experience enjoyable, safe, and rewarding.
That's www.greatpelican-safari.com.
Yes. Karibu tena. Welcome again, Scott.
Go ahead,
play. Kusasa letu umoya wetemba upage heyo siapa mama banana. Kukanya ilanga likupuka likanya pezulu amazu yetu apitizela shajabu.
Siavuma, siavuma mbanati.
programming on KFAI is supported by Quit Partner. Quitting smoking or vaping is easier said than done. Quit Partner offers Minnesotans no-cost resources to quit nicotine, including patches, gum and lozenges, coaching, and digital support. More at quitpartnermn.com.
Well, Sunday, this has been just an amazing, amazing journey through Tanzania. What would you recommend for other people, how to get ready for, like, climbing Kilimanjaro?
Oh, thank you, Scott, so much. That's a very nice question, and that's a question so many people they're asking. I say if you are coming from Minnesota, it's better you start doing some exercise, especially look for your healthy status, like hiking the small mountain around your area. Do some exercise. Check your breathing if you are okay. And a good thing is for people coming from Minnesota, you have winter, so it's also very good, supportive for you to hike the mountain, because the higher you go, the more the cooler become in the mountain. So I can advise in starting taking some exercise before you climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yes, as a flatlander, I guess you could say that we do have, the Sawtooth Mountains on the North Shore, the Norwegian Riviera, and that'll get you trained a little bit. But yeah, that's great. How about and Zanzibar? I mean, I wish I would have taken my honeymoon here. Is this a great place to bring, like, go on a honeymoon?
For me, I can say to take a honeymoon in Zanzibar is good, because that is a place you leave the memory to your loved one, for people who they family, your wife, if you are married, you know, it's something unforgettable. I know you're born from Minnesota. You know this place.
Yes.
So you need to explore the other part of the world.
Yes.
Experience the other side of the world. So
yes,
it's very good, I think, to go to Zanzibar.
Yes. I think it's amazing that travel just changes people. When we experience other cultures, other lands, and other places, I just feel by this trip that I have been changed. I have a deeper appreciation for African people, the African culture, the African food, just everything about it, African music, which we'll play some more of. And it's just been such a wonderful experience. What would you... how about, like, if I have kids, how young can they go, like, on a safari or go to Zanzibar? What would you recommend for children on safaris?
Oh, thank you. That's a very nice question. Great Pelican Safari, we are trained. We have trained guides who have knowledge taking care of every age group, but I recommend for children starting taking safari start from 9 years.
Okay.
Going up, they can take trip, because we have good guides who knows how to take care kids in a car.
Yes.
In safari. And the good thing, most of our safari jeep, they are pop-up roof, wider inside. We have the charging cable. We have some things for kids, and the seats are larger, so even kids, they can take a safari.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so now these animals, like when I was in the Serengeti with you here, they were coming right up to the Jeep, and obviously they're friendly. How did they get to be so friendly?
Yeah, they're getting too friendly because the animals in the park, they are not disturbed. They are not disturbed. Nobody hunt them. Nobody try to shoot them. We shoot them by camera. We don't shoot them by gun.
Yes.
So they feel like we are part of them. But you see the lion crossing close to your jeep?
Yes.
They cross to your jeep, but we don't say go down. They know you are inside. If you go outside, they start defend themselves.
Yes.
So all these animals have defense mechanism. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. And well, let's play some more music from Tanzania to introduce you to some of the beautiful culture of Tanzania.
Leo ni nongwenda
All right. Well, Sunday, how should a person prepare? Like if they wanted to go on a safari with Great Pelican Safari, what kind of paperwork do they need? Visa, passport, that kind of thing. And how long should they prepare to go on a safari? How far in advance?
Different people, they have the way of preparation. Some people, they say, oh, I'm going to take a trip maybe next year. So some people, they say maybe after 5 years, maybe after 2 years. Some of them, they say after 6 months. It depends on your preparation, on how you want to start. But you need to have a passport to travel to Tanzania. Mm-hmm. And you need to go to our website and scroll down, you will see some of the most preparations. So, but for Tanzania visa, you can get the visa straight from the airport.
Okay. So that website is greatpelican-safari.com.
Yeah, www.greatpelican-safari.com.
Okay. And then what is the best time of year to go?
If
you wanted to see like the wildebeest migration or something like that.
The best time to go to safari in Tanzania starts from June, July, August, September. It's a good time because that is a dry season and it's very easy to spot most of the animals. Tanzania is accessible all the year.
Yep.
But the best time, especially because some people are very interested on wildlife migration, especially the wildebeest migration.
Yes.
So if you are interested on follow the migration, see them by your eyes, if that's a good time, June, July, August, and September.
Ah. And the dry season, is that just so that, you know, it doesn't rain on you when you're there? Or why is the dry season a better time to go see?
It's a better time because most of, in rainy season, everywhere in a park is green, so animals get scattered. But in a dry season, animals used to be close to the water ponds.
Okay, so there's more action. And
there is more action around the ponds because animals has to go and drink in a hot daytime, and that's its place where the most predators they hunt.
Yes, yeah. So you're going to see more excitement, more action.
Yes, exactly.
During the dry season.
Yeah, in dry season.
Wow, that's fascinating. What is one of the most incredible things that you've seen in Tanzania?
Oh, the incredible thing I've seen is like hunting.
Hunting.
Lion hunting. It's amazing when they chase. Very clever.
Oh, when the lion hunts.
Yes.
Ah, and how does a lion hunt?
They hunt in a lion. I can say they are social cats.
Ah.
They live in a pride, a group.
Yes.
So lions, they are very tactical. Two of the female lions can be in front and the other one can be behind. They chase an animal, and then when he's running, the other front one, they will attack him by surprise.
Wow.
So they have a surprise kill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So why would you suggest people to take a safari?
I suggest people to take a safari because it's more like exploring the other, learning culture, explore other countries, you know. People have never been in Tanzania. Once you travel, you'll see like you miss something of your lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very unique place.
On
the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very unique. Everywhere you go in Tanzania, there are different things you'll learn.
And let's do what we can to save that fragile ecosystem.
Yeah. We are doing that, and we are trying to educate other people as Great Pelican Safari, important of conservation. Because
yes.
If we get money, we need to tell them. If we don't tell them, they're going to spoil it. So our future generation will never get anything.
Yes. Well, this has been an amazing, amazing journey. And now that we're back at Kilimanjaro Airport, Sunday, I want to thank you so much for this life-changing experience that I have had. It has just been absolutely amazing.
You're
Asante
welcome.
Sana.
Karibu sana. You're most welcome. And I'll see you next time, Scott.
Yes, I can't wait to return.
Yes,
welcome. Zuri sana wageni mwakaribishwa Kilimanjaro mlima wa nchi.
Funga safari, funga safari, twende 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 mbele.
Hakuna matata moyo wangu,
pamoja, pamoja, pamoja daima.
You've been listening to The Wave Project, KFAI's Community Access Hour. If you'd like to find out how you can produce your own one-hour radio program, check the KFAI website at kfai.org/waveproject. The Wave Project. It's anything you want it to be. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul.